The Fort Peck tribe sworn in a new tribal government yesterday. Tribal members elected 5 newcomers to tribal council while upholding the current chairman. Members of the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes re-elected Chairman Floyd Azure this weekend to his 3rd consecutive term. He won with a more than 10% margin of victory on a platform of education.
We're not moving this country forward unless we get our people educated.
One thing getting in the way, he says teachers don't have enough leeway to discipline their students.
Now all they do is put you in timeout. What the heck is timeout?
He says there wouldn't be such a respect problem in schools if teachers could discipline their students more, including physical punishments. He says the respect issue is a societal problem, but there are things the tribes can do, like send students to truancy court. It's a program he says he started as chairman.
As long as I'm chairman, we're going to do that. We got to get those kids to school. We have to get them educated.
He says the program is funded throughout his 2-year term as chairman. There are 5 public schools on the reservation, plus a Head Start program and a community college. Azure joins a tribal council with 5 new members, 1 new associate judge, and 13 incumbents. New tribal council member Alexander Smith is the youngest elected official in recent history at the age of 24. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.